This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia launched a pre-dawn attack on Ukraine's capital Tuesday as its air defenses worked to stop drones in what has been a relentless wave of daylight and nighttime bombardments targeting Kyiv. The buzzing of drones and loud explosions were heard as Ukrainian air defenses responded to the third Russia aerial attack on the capital within a 24-hour period. According to the Kyiv Military Administration, preliminary data, more than 20 drones were destroyed. AP's Rita Foley on why Russia has issued an arrest warrant for South Carolina U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham.
Graham met with Ukraine's President Zelensky on Friday. Zelensky's office later released an edited video in which Senator Graham says the Russians are dying and describes U.S. military assistance to Ukraine as the best money we've ever spent. Senator Graham appears to have made the remarks at different times in the conversation, but the short video by Ukraine's presidential office put them next to each other. It caused outrage in Russia. The Russian Interior Ministry then issued the arrest warrant. I'm Rita Foley.
South Africa's president has appointed a judge to oversee an inquiry into allegations the country supplied arms to Russia. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
The U.S. ambassador to South Africa claims weapons and ammunition were loaded onto a Russian-flagged cargo ship that secretly docked at a naval base near Cape Town in December last year. South Africa has denied there was any government-sanctioned deal to provide weapons to Russia, although it hasn't categorically ruled out that an unofficial transaction took place involving another entity. The South African president's office says the panel has 6 weeks to complete its investigations and another 2 weeks from then to provide a report to Ramaphosa. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have a sell job ahead on the debt ceiling deal they've worked out.
Despite long-sought Republican policy changes on food aid and environmental reviews, some conservatives are concerned the deal doesn't cut future deficits enough. Meanwhile, Democrats have been worried about proposed changes to work requirements in programs such as food stamps.
That's AP correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. North Korea confirms that it plans to launch its first military spy satellite in June. A military official describes space-based reconnaissance as crucial from monitoring the United States' reckless military exercises with rival South Korea. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff Han Sung-kun responded, saying,
South Korea and the U.S. intelligence authorities are closely monitoring related movements and close cooperation and monitoring a possible provocation of the so-called satellites claimed by North Korea.
North Korea earlier had told Japan's Coast Guard it planned to launch a satellite between May 31st and June 11th and that the event may affect nearby waters. In comments published on state media, senior North Korean military official Ri Pyong-chol berated the combined U.S.-South Korean military exercises, which Pyongyang has long described as an invasion rehearsal. Uganda has enacted one of the world's toughest anti-LGBTQ laws, including the death penalty for certain same-sex acts. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder explains.
Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has signed one of the world's toughest anti-LGBTQ laws, which includes the death penalty. The move has drawn Western condemnation and could risk some of the billions in foreign aid that Uganda receives. It stipulates capital punishment for so-called serial offenders against the law and transmission of a terminal illness like HIV/AIDS through gay sex. It also decrees a 20-year sentence for, quote, promoting homosexuality. Activists have vowed a legal challenge to the law.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says his son is resigning as his policy secretary to take responsibility for using the prime minister's official residence for a private party at which the merrymaking was exposed in magazine photos that triggered public outrage. Shitaro Kishida, his father's secretary for political affairs, invited a group of people, including relatives, for a year-end party in December. Kishida reprimanded his son, but failed to quell criticism from opposition lawmakers and the public that pushed down his support ratings. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.